pretty body. I never thought that so many devotees will assemble here in my French school.
Maharaj dit qu'il est très heureux d'être parmi nous. Il n'aurait jamais pensé que tellement de dévots seraient rassemblés ici en France pour l'accueillir.
Oh, you should come here.
Come here.
Or you should but facing towards. Facing towards. So I'm so happy to meet you. If you have any question, you want to ask, you can ask, because in classes, I'm giving my class from one side only, I'm not hearing anything from them. So if you want to ask anything, you can ask. I have come only to help the devotees, those who have lost their faith in this Krishna consciousness due to lackness of some devotees or DVC or anything. My object is to help all the devotees without any caste and creed. Selfishness. Only to help. I don't want to self-interest.
Maharaj est très heureux d'être parmi nous et je demande aux dévots s'ils ont s'il y a des dévots qui veulent
to what extent is it possible to recover according to the degree of your fall down or what you can consider like a fall down.
How is it possible to recover? Is it possible to recover and according to the extent of fall down? One has been gone for a long time and he has fallen down. Now, is it possible to recover and how to recover?
Once we are touring to Assam, India part, eastern part of India, with about 40 disciples of Gurudev, with Gurudev. We were, what?
There's a loudspeaker in the corner, you can use maybe, in the back.
So we were going in very countryside. When we were passing through a village, a person which was so muddy because he was plowing, and so much mud and everything was there on his body. Running, he came to our Gurudev and fell flat on the lotus feet of our Gurudev. Gurudev asked him, "Who are you?" He told that, "I am your disciple. About 15 years before I took initiation from you. But now, due to my weakness, I left chanting, remembering, doing devotional service since about 15 years. Now I am taking flesh, fish, sometimes smoking, but now I am repenting. By my luck, you have come only for to take me out of all these things. I pray your honor that you should make me pure, and what should I do? You should tell me." Gurudev told that. Then Gurudev told him that go quickly and come tomorrow in morning. I'm going to this certain place. You should come to that place in morning. He did so. Next morning, with taking bath, he came and so much repenting and waiting. He told that, what should I do? Any sacrifice? Anything else? Gurudev told that, no need of all these things. You should chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. You should repent only, and your all sins will come through your tears. And chant this name. This is so strong and powerful. No, there is no other way, no other path, no other system, process to make anyone pure. So by this you will be very pure, nothing to do else. You should take again new bead bags if you have not. He told that, I have forgotten. So he get new and he one mala in here, and he told his devotee, us, that make a tilak on her head, his head. At once we did it. And Gurudev told that you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He repeated it and he became. Go. Have your yes here and promise that I will never take in my future life all these things. And I will never give up chanting. And never I will give up the lotus feet of Krishna. I will keep all these things. He promised and Gurudev, go on. What you have done, everything is now pure, and with interior George's strict way, you should go on. He promised like this, and he became a very pure devotee for whole life. We know Jagai Madhai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched him, Nityananda Prabhu saw them by merciful eyes. They are not to do any sacrifice, no any other means. Jagai Madhai bole, Aar Nare Baap. They promised that, oh, in future I will never touch any wine bottle. I will never go to any scene. I will always chant and remember Krishna name. And he became pure. Nothing was done for him for purification. For Ajamil, he has done less and less committed offenses and so many sins and bad activities. He had nothing to do, sacrifice and anything. Om Narayanaya Namaha, Om Narayanaya Namaha. And this makes him so pure. If anyone chants single time Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram, this full Hare Krishna. In only once in a life, jump cannot come. So if he is fallen, no harm. But he should not fall down. If he will willingly do all these things and see that, oh, by Harinam everything will be correct, then it is offense and he will not be go up. But I will never do all these things. I repent for this. Tears are coming. And I will never give up chanting Harinam and devotional services. Then he is quite pure. He should be treated like a pure devotee.
Donc le disciple
a left his chest wife, his children, his very religious minded father and mother. And he
that,
he has given everything. And he went to prostitute. He lost his character. He has done so many murders. So many murders. There was nothing to do, new thing. But yet, he kept the name of his son, Narayan. And at the time of giving this name, he took Jain Narayan. This only one name terrified him forever. And other names become like practices. So, he has never to have any bad fruit from them. He, as devotee, not criticizing, not offending any Vaishnava, Krishna, devotion, he may fall down, but Krishna will never give up. He will give him a chance that they should come again. But offending is very serious. Krishna cannot bear and tolerate this thing.
Look,
anything more? Is it okay?
More about aparaj, this aparaj you started to say.
Yes.
If one makes offense, then it's different story. Different.
Yes. If anyone doing offenses, like Vaishnava Aparad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not bear. Even to his mother, his mother once told that Advaita Acharya is not Advaita, but he is Dvaita. Why? Because he made my son Vishwarup. And he became sannyasi, he separated us. Now he is also wanting that my dear son Gaur, Nimai, should be separated with me. So he is not Advaita, he is Dvaita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was going, giving Krishna prem to all, then Sakima wanted to take Krishna prem, but he refused to give it. I will not give Krishna prem to my mother, because he has offended in the Lord's feet of Advaita Acharya. Why she told like that? If she is going to him and asking pardon, that excuse me, and if he is satisfied, and he is telling that, no, I have what?
Forgiven.
Then I will give prem. So she went there to Advaita Acharya. And he was waiting and begging his mercy. He at once was so satisfied and told that, no, I have forgiven everything. Then she returned and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have that thing, so I am excusing you, and now I am giving Krishna. Sakima began to dance and sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
That was a Brahmin. And by his offendance, he has leprosy everywhere. And his nose went on in the leprosy. Some worms and insects came here, and his face was so ugly, and he was going everywhere to leprosy. Mahaprabhu could not hear. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and returned to Navadvip. Then he came there and was weeping and regretting that I have done so much wrong. Please be merciful to me. Mahaprabhu rejected it. You should have to go to Haridas Thakur. And it is okay, and he has forgiven you, then I will be. Otherwise, no. You know also Durvasa Rishi. He offended Ambarish Maharaj. And Durvasa went to Narayan. But Narayan refused. I cannot do anything. You should go to again to Ambarish Maharaj. And if he is forgiving you, then I will do anything. I cannot take my Sudarshan Chakra. He will cut you if you are not going just now to Ambarish Maharaj. He at once went there and he fell flat on the Lord's feet of Ambarish Maharaj. And then Ambarish Maharaj prayed to Chakra Sudarshan. Oh, this Brahma is now in problem. You should excuse him. If I have done Hari Bhajan, so you should be pleased and go back. And then Chakra Sudarshan. Then Durvasa told, oh, I have never seen a devotee like you. Narayan could not excuse me, but you have done this. So we should be very careful for this Vaishnava. What?
Aparadha. Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Pan or Swami Maharaj?
Yes.
When you were together, something about
if
this?
If all wants to hear, I can.
Si tout le monde veut entendre parler ça.
We met very early in 1947 in Calcutta. How many years before?
50 years. Half a century.
Oh, 50 years before.
You speaking more like I can.
Maharaj, dis donc, il a rencontré Prabhupada la première fois.
He was quite young, energetic, and good devotee. He was friend of my Gurudev. Very bosom friend. My Gurudev was sannyasi, renounced order. And he was in Grihastha Vesh. When he met with me or Guruji, I served him. I gave him some fruits, some sweets, Mahaprasadam to him. And he became so much pleased to me. He asked me, from where you have joined? Where you came? What is your name? He asked me so many questions. And hearing all this, he became so pleased. So from then, often he used to meet. Especially he used to come to our Gurudev. Gurudev made him the editor general, general editor. Above all editors.
Chief editor.
In Bengali magazine and also in Hindi magazine. To whom I was editor. He was a very good writer, very good writer. He also used to sing so much Hari Kirtan, and he was a learned person. He used to explain the slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam Gita with one word explaining, so anyone can understand. At that time, he was manager of Bengal Comic Candle in Calcutta. And he was so intelligent. The owner of this factory wanted to make him the owner. But anyhow, he left that company. After some time, we met again in Mathura. About 55 or 56. Now I requested him, why you are losing your time? You are so much qualified. Why you are not taking renounce order and preach everywhere in West? I know that you are so qualified. You are a great writer. You are a great philosopher. Thinker, and by all round you are very pure devotee. So you should take sannyas and preach everywhere. Then he told a story to me. That story he told to me was that I took initiation from my Gurudev in about 23 or 22. No?
22.
And I began to chant. I also began to read Srimad Bhagavatam. But I became upset when I read a slok in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yadajasya anugranani harishe tad dhanam shanaya. This is slok in Srimad Bhagavatam. Meaning of this slok, Krishna is telling that those who become my devotee, chanting my name, remembering my name, I take all his wealth, reputation, everything, and I make them street beggars. So I was fearing that if I am becoming devotee, chanting, remembering, then I will have to be a street beggar. Then what to do? I will be separated from my wife and children. Then what to do? So I was fearing. But I never forget to chant, chanting, remembering, obeying my Prabhu, Gurudev, always, writing some articles in back to that time, Sajjan Toshini. I was doing so. I saw miracle that my job of manager of Bengal Kendra suddenly it went. Oh, perhaps this is effect. Again he came to Allahabad and wanted to establish a new company, medicine company. And it was started very quickly and very in good way. But after 1 or 2 years it also fell. Then he managed a very good shop in Allahabad Prayag. But it was also felt. No means to make money. My wife told that, get out from house. This house is mine, not yours. And children were unfavorable to my wife. So I lose my house also. Now I am really a straight beggar. And now you are telling that you should take renounce. Then I will lose everything. I have some affection for my children, for my wife. If I will make money, then they will come. But you are telling to take me renounce order. What should I do? I told my Gurudev that also there. He told, then he accepted this. Yes, I will take renunciation. And he has written in his letter to me. I made bamboo sticks like a gand. I made his cloth of sannyas, saffron. I taught him how to take it, wear. I did sacrifice, fire sacrifice for him. And my Gurudev gave mantra to him. He has so many relations with me. Bosom friend he was of me. He used to sing and I used to sing. He was very fond of my singing. At that time, young age, my voice was so sweet. All used to sing to tell me. So, I used to sing and he used to play on Mridanga. And he used to give classes in Mathura. So I was a bosom friend of him. I used sometimes to cook for him. Everything, arrangement for him. He used to, in night, he used to write, translate Srimad Bhagavatam. And from Mathura, 3 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam were printed, published in Delhi. He was, at that time, he was making any easy journey to
other planet.
Other planet. He was also translating Gita there. After that, I always used him to tell my Shiksha Guru. I treat it like this, Shiksha Guru. Also, he has one relation that he took sannyas from my Gurudev. So he is my God brother also. So there are three, four relations with him. When he took sannyas, I went with him to Delhi. He told me to come and help him. And in preaching, I was with him. In Jhansi, I was with him. And when he went to America, he told me to manage his whole books. I should send it to New York. Second,
22, 26 Second Avenue. আপনি ওদিন কোথায় পাঠাচ্ছিলেন সেটা বলছেন না, যে বলেছিলাম যে ডাক চিত্র আর কি ওখানে যাবেন কি?
ওখানে I sent him all the books. I sent him all the books. They were in rotten condition, so dirty that in making bundle and clear, I became sick. After that, I sent everything to him. Also, he used to give me letters, about 250 letters he sent from
America,
from everywhere. That I am doing so much preaching here, there. And he wanted to send mridanga, more kartals, deities of Radha Krishna and Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. And from Vrindavan, I used to send him all things. When he came first from America or Western country, I was the only one person devotee to attend at airport. And I with him, Kirtanananda was there, only Kirtanananda, first disciple. And he came to Vrindavan. I also went to Vrindavan with him, preaching here and there. After that, again he came and he told that you should come with me in my preaching. He told repeatedly that I am alone, you should come with me. I told that I could have come, but I am serving my holy master, Gurudev, is in Mathura here. He will return to Navadvip, then I may come to you. So I will come. I want to come with you. But I could not come at that time. But now I know that is the devotee's words are always true. So, better
than
never. So, I have obeyed his orders and I have come here. You should know that at the last time when he was so much sick, he called me. I went several times to him and I helped with my boy, devotee. He was so much happy. But on last day, he was preparing to leave this sphere world. He called me especially. At that time, Tamal Krishna, Bhavananda, Brahmananda, and so many prominent figures went to Mathura and told me that Swamiji at once is reminding you and he is calling you. At once I left my all job and the evening I went there. He saw me and tears were coming. He took my hands in his hands. He wanted to take me on his own cost, but I did pranam to that cost and told that I should be in lower to you. Then he called all and told that give him a share Then I sat on the chair. And he told, "Oh, Narayan Maharaj, forgive me that any offense I have did to you or any devotees, my God brother. It may be that in preaching I have done some offenses. So you should forgive me. And tell my all God brothers kindly that they should forgive me." I replied that you have not done nothing. In preaching something is told, but it is not so offensive. So I think that you are pure devotees and you are very near and dear to Krishna. You are not offended. Then he told that I have collected so many disciples. He was used for his devotees that I have collected so many monkeys from Western countries. I could not
train
them so well. I want that after my departure, you should train something and help. I promise that, I am promising that I will try to fulfill your all orders. For nothing gain, I will try to help them forever. Also he told that one thing I want from my heart, that if I give up my body, I'm requesting you to give me samadhi with your own hand with Vedic culture. Because you are qualified for this, you can do this. So please do this. And my separation ceremony, Diras ceremony.
Departure festival.
You should do with in your guidance. So I'm requesting for this. I told that be assured that I will obey in all respect. There were so many prominent disciples of Swamiji. All were there. And all so many God brothers were also there. They were aged than me. They were learned than me. Like Ban Maharaj and so many. But he told that, no, I want that you should give me in Samadhi. I accepted. And next day with a big kirtan in Vrindavan, we gave Samadhi with Vedic culture and everything. Like Vaishnava Sampradaya, I gave him. And also I managed for his Vira Utsav. And that is why I came to Western countries. Only to obey. After his departure,
you were saying, I think the offense that at one point Prabhupada said, don't mix with my God brothers because they're no, some
I
of them.
Clarify. Yeah. I will clarify. After departure of Śrīla Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, his son filed a suit against ISKCON, DDT or what is that?
Oh, yeah.
That these are all my property. My father was only a business person and he went to America for business. So this is not other's property. It was a very great situation. All ISKCON members came to me and they requested me to be a proof. I was only proof. I have recited mantra. I have given danda. I did 5 sacrifices. And in our Bhagavat Patrika, Gauriya Patrika, in Bengali and English, we have some proof written that on very day he took sannyas, all were there, and every name and everything was there. But all has gone only, and I was witness. They requested, I at once went to Bombay. I went Bombay 3 or two or three or four times, whole day living in court, waiting, discussing all these things. So, I wanted to proof this. I have so many proofs for this, that he was not businessman. He had taken renounce order with Vedic culture. But I have done so many things. I have glorified than any ISKCON member. I know that I am first his disciple, first disciple. From beginning, from 47, when there was no ISKCON at all, no devotees at all. I think that many of the devotees had not birth at that time. But now, I don't know why they are caring for me. I am still in the same mode to always to help ISKCON devotees. I want that ISKCON should be very strong thing. And they should preach the mission of Swamiji. I told something in the presence of Swamiji last day that I want to tell something. And he called all the renounced sannyasis. I was telling that don't think that Swamiji is dead, now going to die. He will never die. You should try to serve him. How you can serve? You should not quarrel with anyone, each other. Try to give respect to each other. And if you are doing so, you can control all the devotees by love and affection. Don't use your exercise your power. That I am sannyasi, I am this and that, I am GVC, I am controlling. Don't give any order. Try to follow Swamiji and serve in this way. He told them, oh, come on all. And here Narayan Maharaj was his day. So I told them that Swamiji has so many things to do, but he could not do. There are so many countries in the world, even where Krishna consciousness has not reached. So you should try to honor each other and try to preach our whole world where you have translated his so many books in so many languages. Even in the Russian and so many languages it is wanted that they should be translated and given. So this is to the message of Swamiji. This is the service of Swamiji you should do. Don't quarrel among them. If anyone is doing wrong, you should forgive him. And try to embrace them with love and affection. Otherwise, ISKCON will be ruined. And so many devotees I am hearing, they become ISKCON. Now, about, I think that more than 90% they have left ISKCON due to their bad behavior. So I want that there should be good behavior among them, strong this sanstha, this mission should be more and strong, and have affection and love for each other, whether he is third class Kanishtha Adhikari or Uttam Adhikari. They should live together with so much affection and love. Then they can do. But now I am saying, they are falling down, about 90% of renounce order sannyasi has fallen. Why? Because they have blocked their way that you cannot tell the name of Raganuga. Why Swamiji has written Raganuga? Who was Rupa Goswami? A common inquiry will come in any devotee. Who is Rupa Goswami? Who is Rupanuga Vaishnava? What is Rupanuga? What is Raganuga? What is Vaidhi Bhakti? Naturally, these questions will arise. We'll have to solve all these. Though we are not qualified for that, but we can make some great for that, no harm. We can hear the pastimes of Krishna, no harm. We can read Chaitanya Charitamrita, no harm. So, we should not try to block and to defame anyone. Otherwise, ISKCON will be ruined. I heard that here there were more than 300 devotees here. So glorious it was. But now I am seeing like a desert. But I have come here and I am seeing, I am wondering that, oh, more than 300 devotees are here. So I want to help ISKCON in all ways. But they are fearing, I don't know why. They are fearing that he will take my all disciples and all wealth. I never, 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 I promise. I don't, once, have I told any time that you should give me one franc?
No, no, he's feeling hard, hard only, hard.
I want to help all. I don't want, I promised them at that time that I don't want to make disciples. So many persons coming to me with so many problems that I have left ISKCON, I want to make you guru. Please initiate me. I told that you should go to Samal, you should go to Govind Maharaj, you should go to Swarup Namodar Maharaj, you should go to all. I want to strengthen ISKCON. But I told them that if you are going to ban me, then you will have to face so many difficulties. And then we will, because I am not now making any initiation. But when you will make ban to me, then they will come to me and you will kick out of from ISKCON, then I will have to get shelter to them. Always remind this. They made ban that, oh, anyone should not go to Narayan Maharaj. Why not to Maharaj? I have served more than him. Why I cannot go to Manas? A third class bogus persons are going there. Why to ban to me? I have served him. A dog of Swamiji should be honored. They should think that I am dog of Swamiji. Why they are making so much problems for me not to go? But they are fearing. And they are doing so many things, banning me. Don't anyone go to Narayan Maharaj. Why? They cannot answer. Never cannot. So we should be out of, above our self-interest. A devotee is like so. We should try to be a good devotee. Always honoring all Vaishnavas, giving proper respect. If you are not proper respecting Vaishnavas, then you are not certainly a good devotee.
And they want to see Dr. Kapoor or B.L. Kapoor?
I know.
Dr. Kapoor. And they had a conversation with him and he said that he had asked to Swami Maharaj, why do you put so many barriers, so many fences like that? And Prabhupada said at that time, oh, the fences will go down. The fences will be broken. So he's asking, you know, what do you think about such a statement? He's saying, I think that the barrier meant, you know, why there's so many strict rules or why you cannot go to see the other God brothers, why you have to stick to, you know, following rules and regulations before going to Raghunuga Mahal or things like that. Did you follow?
No, I follow. Only to that he knew that all the devotees he has collected are Nephite. So if they are going here and there, they may lose their honor for him or for devotion. So when they are Kanishta, they said a rule and regulation that they should not go to so many places. That is why he has made some
restriction,
protection.
Fences.
But that is why he told me that, please excuse me, that I have told. Only for beginners I have told. Also, he has written in his nectar of devotion or what?
Instruction.
That bhakti is like a current. There are two kinds of bhakti, regulative and spontaneous. A devotee forever, he cannot be bound to be like Kanishtha Adhikari. Never. So he should come by regulative bhakti to Raganga bhakti. But those persons who are always drowning in intoxication, always in
sense enjoyment.